We can't just talk over this.
I think we can. I think we should.
All right. It's B96. It's Moog and Carla mornings. It's Pride Month. And Ahmad the Amazing has, well, this is shifted. It was going to be, let's see how much of an ally you guys are.
No, that's crazy. I would never put y'all in that position.
But you are going to quiz us on all things LGBTQ+.
Just some words and phrases, and I'm just curious.
All right.
And then you in your car can also try to guess what these words mean, and then see how in the
loop you are.
There you go.
The loop. I'll start off real easy. Clock it. What does clock it mean?
Oh, easy. Clock it means like you are acknowledging something, you're noticing something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Yeah, that's a thing.
You clocked it. Could anybody use it in a sentence?
Oh, man.
Yeah, like...
I think you need two sentences almost to make
it. Yeah. Like, I would say something like, you know, I noticed that girl never tips.
And I would go, clock it.
There you go.
And we're both acknowledging that girl never tips.
Exactly. I love it. 1 point for the allies.
All right. In our Valentina era. Right.
Exactly. Next is pickled.
I would say that this is a diss.
It can be, depending on how you take it.
Because if I saw somebody and I went, girl, look at him.
He looks pickled.
He looks pickled. That sounds like you're saying that they're ugly. Maybe they're aging.
It has something to do with that.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it means that someone's stinky.
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
Okay, he's a little pickled.
Pickled means that you've had a lot of plastic surgery.
It's mostly
used with drag queens. Like, if they got a lot of filler, you're like, oh, sister, you're pickled.
Dang.
Yeah, because you're like,
mean.
But you're like preserving your looks. Like, you know, pickles are preserved.
Oh, okay. See, that's one of my biggest fears is that if I keep doing like Botox and lip injections, then I'm going to look pickled. You guys would tell me, right?
I would tell you.
No.
What?
I would.
You want me to? How upset would you be if I went, Carla? We got to talk. You're looking pickled.
No, I would. I would actually appreciate it, dude.
And you would ask.
Yeah,
I wouldn't just be like, "Girl, you're pickled."
Am I pickled?
Then you gotta ask.
Okay.
Before I'm never just gonna offer that up.
Okay, fine.
Because I feel like when's a good day to do that, right?
When's a good day to let someone know they're pickled?
Yeah. All right. So again, Ahmad is giving it's Pride Month, and Ahmad is giving us a bit of a pride quiz.
Mm-hmm. The next word is trade. What do you think trade is? Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
So say I'm walking down the street. Oh, no, I'm going to give it away. I would just say, he's trade.
That does not help us at all.
He's trade?
He's trade.
Like a trade worker? Like a blue-collar man?
That's part of it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's somebody who is a working man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to take it one step further.
Sure.
A man who appears straight.
Bingo.
Oh!
Trade, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But you got there because I helped.
Thank you. No, together. Teamwork makes the world work.
Allyship.
Yeah.
But yeah, trade is like a guy that you wouldn't assume messes around with men, but they do.
And he's like, hey, worry not.
I trade.
Well, most trade won't say their trade. Oh. It's a little bit DL type of vibes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which if you don't know, DL means down low.
Down low.
All right. Interesting.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I sniffled into the mic. What does boots the house down mean? I know you've heard it,
but
what does it mean?
I started hearing this at the moment that I met Carla.
Okay.
And Carla used to say this all the time.
Boots the house down for your nerves.
So that just, I think that just means, I think it's essentially like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Boots the house down. It's just like very like, Carla, you're in this purple blanket. You're giving Grimace boots the house down. Or you could shorten it and be like, you're giving Grimace down. Or it's giving Grimace boots. You could break it up.
I don't know that I completely understand.
Try to use it.
So what? I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt that has a sailboat on it from Old Navy.
Uh-huh. And you're giving Dad the house down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Am I?
I mean, yeah.
This is dad vibes?
A little bit.
Is it kind of like saying core? Like dad core?
No.
Cooler. Because, it's cooler.
Yeah, it's cooler. Yeah, it's cooler than that.
Well.
Is it?
Yes, boots the house down.
Okay. Well, slay.
Boots
the house down. For your, I don't understand why it's for your nerves, people.
I think that was from a drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now we know. Any others? Any? Do we have a bonus?
Oh, do you want a bonus round? What does it mean to kiki with somebody?
That means to laugh.
Mm-mm.
No?
Well, you can laugh while you do it.
To gossip and party?
Yes.
Okay.
Kiki. And that's it for my LGBTQ plus quiz.
What? LGBT quiz.
Well, happy Pride.
Wait, I did exactly what straight people do when they take a gay person's exact word and then you say it louder.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to like say that the Q is for quiz.
Okay.
Nice.
LGBT quiz.
Did not get that.
No, you know what? Have your moment though, King.
Thank you.
It's your month.
Your chance to win your Lola.